Good evening to everyone. My name is Jeremy Moore, and I'd like to officially welcome you all to tonight's More Success Team Legal Shield Conference call. We've got a phenomenal call lined up for you guys tonight. The guest speaker I'm really looking forward to hearing from myself. But before we get started, just want to congratulate my team members for last month. You guys had a 100% increase in recruiting in July over the month of June. So congratulations, you're doing a phenomenal job, and August has already started off with a bang. So let's just keep the momentum going. But to get things kicked off, let's go straight out to Durant, Oklahoma, to a Millionaire Club member, Platinum Executive Director, $100,000 ring earner, and I'm so happy that he's on the call tonight, and he's got great reports from his doctors, and that's my daddy, Mr. Randy Moore. Dad, are you there?
I am, Jeremy, and it is great to be on the call. And, you know, Jeremy, I want to again congratulate Ron and Jenny Kite from Tulsa, Oklahoma, for being the newest $100,000 ring earners in Legal Shield. And on our More Success team, of course, we featured Mr. Kite on last week's call, and he did a fabulous job. But I also want to congratulate your wife, Stephanie, again, for selling over 50 memberships today alone. So what a great job she's doing. I know she's got a lot of things lined out this month, but, again, congratulations to her. Of course, I'm really excited about today's new announcements concerning our upcoming Dallas Legal Shield Learning and Leadership Conference on September 14th and 15th at the American Airlines Center. The first announcement was that any new associate that is recruiting during this month, August, that recruits one new associate and sells one new membership can go to the Dallas Summit for only $19. I mean, that is just incredible. The second announcement is anyone that is still in their Fast Start qualifying period that actually goes out and recruits one new associate and sells one new membership, they also can go to the Dallas Summit for only $19. And the third one is anyone that missed their Fast Start qualification can actually reset their Fast Start by recruiting one new associate and by selling one new membership. Their Fast Start reset will begin the day after the convention, and any new memberships, or actually any memberships that they've already sold or recruits that they already have, will actually count towards their Fast Start qualification, so they can also get into the Dallas Summit for only $19. And this will be the best training that Legal Shield has ever done, and so we're extremely excited about it. If you ever wondered just, you know, how to do this business, or, you know, you just don't know a few things, you just got to be there because the training is going to be phenomenal, and it's going to be detailed for you, and you're going to know exactly what to do coming out of that summit. We, of course, want our entire More Success team to be there. We're all going to be there, and we look forward to seeing you there. And if you need any additional information, you can just log into your Legal Shield back office, and you should get any of your questions answered there. If you don't, just make sure and give us a call. We'll be happy to go over those with you. But now to introduce tonight's special guest speaker and friend of our More Success team, I want to go all the way to Ada, Oklahoma. He is an original Millionaire Club member who continues to lead our team after nearly three decades. He's your friend and business partner in Legal Shield, and that is Mr. Ken Moore. Mr. Moore, are you on?
Randy, I think I've muted my cell phone. Listen, Randy, it's so great to hear your voice so strong. You know, you and I talk every day, once, twice, three times a day, and I tell you that God has done marvelous things for you, and I'm thankful for that, and I'm thankful you're on the call tonight. You know, Randy, this next speaker is just an outstanding gentleman, outstanding Christian man. You know, he's been in the business since 1998. He's been in Performance Club for 132 months. You know, that's 11 straight years, Randy, to never miss it. He's, you know, regional manager of Indiana, Fast Start trainer, Millionaire Club member, Six Figure Ring Earner. I just could go on and on. But most of all, he's a good family man, and he's a good friend of the Moore Success Team. We welcome Mr. Mike Little.
Well, I tell you what an honor and what a privilege it is to be on the Moore Success Team. And you know, I was telling Nancy, I said, you know, when Mr. Moore called, we stopped what we're doing here. Because you guys have been a phenomenal help to Nancy and myself. You know, I can remember You know, we had a little situation in Indiana, and Mr. Stonecipher sent you and Randy in to get it straight and fixed it up, and it's still running great today. You know, Randy, I can remember when me and you were in Kalamazoo, Michigan, doing some meetings, and we were back there arguing. Both of us had the flu. Who was going to go out first and speak? But it is so great to be on the call tonight. It is an honor. And, you know, Mr. Moore, you know, you've just been an icon to our family. And, you know, if you go to the dictionary and you look up leader and it says one that shows the way, and you'll find out that that's exactly what the Moore Success Team are doing. So, again, it is an honor and a privilege to be on here. Tonight I want to teach you a couple things and, you know, just make sure you get a pen and paper out, and I'm going to take a few minutes here. And this is Nancy and myself. And matter of fact, we started in 1995. It was August the 15th. So we're wrapping up our 17th year here. We've been very fortunate, very blessed. This is 104 months in the business, and out of the 104, 198 have been executive directors. So there's a few things that we have learned, and one of the things, big things we have learned, is go to the conventions, go to the trains. Anytime you can get your sword sharpened, go. We were always around. If the Moore's team was teaching, we were in the classroom. So a lot of our success, we definitely put it back to the Moore's team because they have been a big help to us. So let's go ahead and get started tonight. And, you know, some questions you need to ask yourself. You know, a lot of this is just going to be basic stuff because that's what it is. It's basic stuff. And that's how you build the business. You know, one of the big things that you got to ask yourself is, why are you here? You know, what are you looking for? You know, and another question you got to ask yourself, what are you willing to give up to make it happen? You know, you have to give up some time. You have to find time somewhere to put this business together. Here's another thing that I really would like you to write down is that, and this is not even in our DNA, that you need to be able to go through disappointment and failure and still be excited. Let me repeat that. I want you to write this one down. You need to be able to go through disappointment and failure and still be excited. How do we do that? Well, we know our reason. Why are we here? What are we looking for? Okay? So once you find out, you know, your real reason, your real desire to build this business, you keep that out in front of you. Then you'll be able to go through that disappointment and that failure and still be excited. You know, we talk about commitment. You know, you all heard the definition of commitment is doing what you said you were going to do long after the feeling has left. You know, the old saying here, you know, I had ham and eggs for breakfast this morning. Okay, just think about this. You got to think about it. The chicken was involved, and what you're going to find out, the pig was committed. So you got to really get your definition of commitment. And Mr. Moore is so right, and Nancy and myself, we pride ourselves on being a Christian family. But if you want to read some stuff on commitment, grab that Bible. Grab that Bible and go in there and read some of them stories. You're definitely going to find the definition of commitment in there. So, you know, tonight what I want to do, I want to talk about retention. And that is the key to this business. You know, it's a business that you're building for life, not only your life, it's for your legacy. And the Moore's family is definitely an example of it. But I'm going to give you a little background that how we got focusing on our retention. You know, and it was about 2004, we were sitting at a convention, and Randy Harp was talking about what a difference that 3% in your persistency would make in your commission, your checks. And I said, just 3%. He was showing us, man, that's a big, big jump in our checks. So Nancy and myself, we start focusing on retention. We start focusing. That's a key word. We start talking to it about our team. Now, this didn't happen overnight, but I'm going to give you some, believe me, I'm not here to impress you. Please don't take that. But I'm going to just tell you what happened. I'm going to set this up to show you the point system we create, and this is what happened. Now, we started talking about that to our organization in 2004. 2005, we were awarded number 10 in the country with large organization and retention. And we were still driving it. We're still working it, still talking about it. So 2006, when it came out, we were number 7 for large organization writing quality business. Okay, now 2007, we're still focused. The team is grasping on it now. We became number 5. 2008, we were number 3. 2009, we were number 3. 2010, we were number 1 in the country for large organizations writing quality business. Now, 2011, I slipped. I went to number 2. But what happened, number one in the country was Bill Walker, which is part of our organization. So that's okay. And what I want to do is I want to teach you that point system that made a big difference in our organization. Because years ago, in the beginning, the only difference between the Moore's family and my family, we've been doing this thing a lot longer. And I hear these people, checking in. It sounds like the profiles of success. It's clicking in here with their names. But, I feel like I'm preaching to the choir to some of them. But, that you're looking for quality, not quantity. Okay, I know some people, I know you know as well as I do, they focused on quantity and not quality, and they're not here today. I want you to understand, write this down, persistency is everything. It's everything in your business, Everything that the company does is based on persistency. Let's look at our trips. Okay, you can have all the points to qualify for the trip, but if you don't have the persistency, you'd be left at the airport. You don't want to do that. Car bonuses. Okay, again, same thing. You can have the points to qualify for your car bonus, but if you don't have the persistency, there's no bonus. What about leads? Okay, the company's got a lead program. Again, that's based on persistency. What about your renewals? Okay, it's also based on persistency. So what I want to do tonight is basically that we came up with a point system. Okay, and again, you don't ask your client, before I sell you this membership, I got to ask you these questions. No, these are questions that when you're looking at a client. I've heard, I took that member over to the bank to get him a checking account or open a checking account. Well, I tell you, if you do that, you better take them next month to put some money in that checking account because they're not used to it. So let's look at the point system here. Now, what you're looking for is 4, 5, and 6s. Okay, when you're looking at 4, 5, and 6s, there was an article that came out years ago, and I know Mr. Moore, and Randy, and Jeremy, you guys probably remember, it was Individual Investors. They said if you got in front of 100 people for 25 minutes, 60% of them would want to own the service that we offer. But you got to be in the right market, okay? There's a target. I'm in sales a long time, and you have to have a target what you're looking for. So let's go ahead and go over the points, all right? So we're looking for 6 points, all right? Now, we'll have a little fun with this, but, you get a point if they're over 25. If their age is over 25, give them a point, all right? Give them a point if they have a job. Now, this is what changed our organization from not even being in the top 10 to running from the top 10 to number 1. It was this little thing right here. So the first thing, we give you a point if you're over 25. We're going to give you a point if you have a job. And we're going to give you a point if you're married. Okay, we're going to give you a point if you have a bank account. We're going to give you a point if you have children. And we're going to give you a point if you own a home or you rent a home. Now, it's tough to do this in group, okay? So I'm not the group. I'm talking about individuals. And, my organization, we don't have the great group producers that you guys do. We have some that do a few, but this is more of the individuals in our organization that we write. So, again, let me repeat myself on that. Over 25, they get a point. They have a job, they get a point. Merit, give a point. Bank account, get a point. Children, get a point. Own a home or renting, give them a point. Well, let's take Jeremy. Okay, over 25, yes. Does he have a job? Yes. Married? Yes. Bank account? I bet it's a big fat one. Yes. Children? Yes. Own a home? Ready. So what do we have there? We have a 6, a perfect 6. Let's take Randy the same way. Over 25, yes. A job? Married? Bank account? Children? Own a home? So you know exactly what we're talking about. Now, over here in our part of the country, over in Kentucky, we have Ray Ray. Okay? Now, Ray Ray is 22 years old. Okay, would you give him a point? No. Is he working? Well, sometime. Okay, he goes down to the restaurant and he works maybe a part-time, sometime job. You can give him a point if you want. Married? No. Bank account? Yeah, he's got a little bit in there, Children? He's got 4. Give him a point if you want. Is he own a home? Ready? No, he's living with mom and dad. So what is Ray Ray? Ray Ray's a 3. Okay? Ray Ray is a 3. So when you go out and you write him a 35-95 plan or whatever it may be that you write, and 2 months later it falls off, don't get excited about it. You know now up front, and that, the odds of that is going to fall off. You think, well, I needed that point. I needed this or I needed that. Well, I'll tell you what, that one membership, okay, could keep you from getting your players club, your performance bonus now, they call it. It could keep you from going on the trip. So what you want to do, you want to look for the quality, okay, not the quantity. You know, we also let our members know right up front when we're marketing it that, you know, let me just answer something. How many of you on the call would like to add another bill to your house? Most of you should probably say, no, not me. And that's what your clients are thinking today. So what we let them know up front, this is not a bill. It's a savings. It's a savings. You know, people don't cancel things to save them money. Okay? We also have them go ahead and put their provider law firm in their cell phone. These are good tips that they can use it. We want to get them to use it. We also let them know right up front, you know, no problem is too small. If it's important to you, it's important to our law firm. Okay? And, like I said, no matter how big or how small it may be, we let our clients know up front. We get them to use the membership. I used to say, you know, a Legal Shield membership that is not being used has no value. Well, that's not true today. You know, think about that. A Legal Shield membership that is not being used has value. You know, I had a lady call me, and she wants to talk about, well, I don't use the program, you know, that type of thing. And I'm thinking about cutting back and stuff like that. I said, before you cancel, let's talk about this a second. Do you drive a car? Yes, I do. Do your children drive a car? Yes, they do. I said, do you realize every time you get in that car, you're using our membership because of vehicle homicide? She said, you know, I never thought about it that way. She said, I think we'll keep the program. But again, a Legal Shield membership that is not being used has value. So that's what we want to do with our clients. We want to let them know they need to use it. It's a whole different deal with them. You know, if it looks like insurance or it smells like insurance, they can't use it. The mindset, if I use it, I lose it. So we let them know up front that this is okay to use. So I hope that point system helps you guys. I know it's made the world of difference in our organization. In the beginning, we felt like we were chasing the checks. And now, you know, we've been on Azarn for about 4 years now, and the checks chase us. And it's all because of the quality. Yes, we want quantity, but don't sacrifice quality to get it. So I appreciate being on the call. Mr. Moore, it's always an honor to talk to you and be with you and be mentored by you. And your family's been a great, you know, big help to our organization. So thank you, and turn the call back to you.
Well, first of all, I want to apologize to you for getting the years wrong you've been in Legal Shield. I apologize for that. I got them from a secretary, and I'll blame her tomorrow. It's easier to blame somebody else than it is to take the blame, you know. But and then there's probably a thing or two. I would like to see where you get your leads, or if you get referrals, how you do it, if you don't mind talking just a little bit about that.
No, what I do, I'd be glad to. I work with insurance agents. I work with a lot of insurance agents. I mean, we've just been, I guess, killing the market up here because they're definitely taking a look at it right now. But a lot of people, I'm going to give you a good nugget right here tonight, that a lot of people, they'll walk through the front door of an insurance agent and say, hi, this is Mike Little with Legal Shield. Let me show you what your clients are going to buy. And what they're going to tell you, oh, I know what my clients will buy. They're not going to buy this. And, you know, you heard the story, and you get punched in the nose, and you leave. But what we do every time we sell a membership, we ask for referrals, okay? And one of the referrals is, who's your insurance agent? And he said, well, it's Randy Moore. I said, Randy Moore? I said, does he do a good job? He said, he does a fantastic job. I said, do you mind giving me his phone number? He said, sure, no problem. So I've got to, you know, they're starting to give me phone numbers. But the next day I call Randy up. I said, Randy, this is Mike Little with Legal Shield. Now, the reason I'm calling, I just sold one of your clients last night a Legal Shield membership. I thought you might be interested in knowing what your clients are buying today. Are you open to creating another income stream in your office using your existing clients? Who's this? This is Mike Little with Legal Shield. The reason I'm calling, I just sold one of your clients last night a Legal Shield membership. I thought you might be interested in knowing what you're buying. You know, that client gave me five referrals. I think they're your clients, too. Is there any chance of me stopping in? So basically what we're doing, Mr. Moore, we're going through the back door instead of the front door. Now, Randy can't tell me his clients won't buy. See, I'm already in Randy's file cabinet, okay? And so Randy's going to invite me in. Okay, he invites me in. I show him what his clients are buying today. And he's open to creating another income stream using his clients. Now, one thing I do have, and what I can get to you, is a letter that we sent out. This is also a key. When I bring an insurance agent on, then what I do is that we create a pilot program. Okay, I have a template, and what we do, we put it on his letterhead, and we send it out to his clients. We explain the legal plan, the identity theft, and we will be following up here within the next few days. And so we run a pilot program, and we go out. I take the agent out, and I show him or her how to market this program. So basically, I field train. So instead of going through the front door, we go through the back door, and it's been working great for us.
So, you always do a great job in there, Mike. Excuse me. You know, back in 1986, I wasn't up on things as I got later on, but I actually walked into an independent insurance agent's office, and that's why, and not knowing what I was doing, asked to speak to the owner, went back, saw he had a couple of empty desks up front there, went back and talked to him, and he asked what I wanted. I said, well, I'm here to help you on your bottom line, and he immediately said, what business is yours, what my bottom line is? So I made a mistake in my... So you want to be careful about that. But then I said, well, I apologize, but I know most small business is wanting to add to the bottom line now, and I just thought I had a way that you could do that. And so then he said, well, what would that be? And I explained a prepaid at that time to him. He said, well, you know, I don't have anybody here. I want to pull away from what they're doing or anything to fool with that. And I noticed those empty desks up there, and I said, well, sir, would you mind if I just sat up here and talked to four or five of your customers and see how it would work in your office? He sat there, man. He said, no, go ahead. The first four people walked in, I sold three of them. And the way I would do it, it was a high-risk auto agency. And you know they can pay, you know how they can pay, Mike. You know, they're high risk. And I made up a little script right quick, and I just said to the one of us meeting them, if they was waiting on them, they'd say, when they finished, they'd say, Mr. Moore's sitting over there, Mr. Fricks wants to help you save on your auto insurance. You are interested in saving, aren't you? And I said, well, sure. Then they would send them over to me, and I would give them a presentation. Or if... The people had to wait. The person would say, while you're waiting, we'll speak to Mr. Moore over there. Mr. Fricks wants you to talk to him to save on your auto insurance. And, you know, we sold three out of four. Then I went back to his office, and I just said, you know, Mr. Fricks, I've sold three of your clients up here. Would you like to, for me to keep those apps, or would you like to become an agent? And you know what? He said, they're mine. So then I said, well, if you'll let me, I'll train someone to sit in your office. He said, you know, I have a daughter who needs a job. You think you could train her? I trained her to set an empty desk, and we sold 200 memberships, and then I lost it because him and his wife got a divorce. But until him and his wife got a divorce, everything was going, but he lost his insurance agent, and that ended it. But it was really working out well. They were selling. They were really good producers for me. Every week they'd had 10, 15 extra memberships, which was a great deal. I know that was an off way to do it, but you know more about insurance agents than I do. But I think any time you find an independent insurance agency, if you'll take your advice and go your way and go in there, they're all, like you said, they're looking for, they were in 1986, they are more today than then. They're looking for an extra stream of, excuse me tonight, I have a cold. They're looking for an extra stream of income, and I think it's a perfect way to get it, don't you?
Yeah, it's easy to get in, and what you can do, you can teach them to cross-sell the service. That's an insurance term to where that they can turn their legal plans into life insurance and their life insurance into legal plan. So basically it's, and this is a block of business that they own, you know, as well as the legal plans. A lot of your insurance companies, you don't own that block of business. You know, the company owns the block of business. So anyway, if you go through the back door, it's working good for us. And like I said, the client can't tell you that my client or the insurance agent can't tell you my clients won't buy it. You know, I'm in his file cabinet already, you know, and that's the last
thing
I
want
to do. So you got their attention.
Would you mind sending me a copy of that letter?
I sure will. I'll get Nancy to do that, and we got it in a PDF file. And what it is, it's just a template, and they can go out and they can put it on their letterhead and run a pilot program. We got a guy today that went in out of Michigan. He has 1,100 clients, and the guy got the letter, loves the letter, and he's going to run a pilot program, and they're going to send that out to 25. No, send it out to all 1,100 because you can't follow up with it. But you go ahead and piece this thing, and what he's going to do, exactly what you were saying, and he's going to train someone in that office. The owner is too busy, but he can have someone open up his legal division right there for him, and that's what he wants to do. So
that gives the source of income, and we don't mind at all, do we?
Not one whatsoever.
this is off the program, but I was talking to one of your friends today, and he actually said a good thing or two about you. You know who I'm talking about, Isaiah Sears?
I have Isaiah. I talked to him this evening as well. He's coming in to Ohio on September the 29th to do a Super Saturday. I told him I feel like John the Baptist. I'm just yelling, he's coming, he's coming, he's coming, you know, so.
He told me about that. Well, listen, I know, Randy, if I want to ask you a question, Jeremy, if not, I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart, Mike, for being on the call tonight. We love you and your wife. You're great people, and it's always nice to know you're our friends. Thank you very, very much.
Thank you, sir.
Okay. Well, ladies and gentlemen, Randy or Jeremy, if you don't have anything to say, we'll end this call. But, of course, we want to encourage you again to get ready and go to the training session. We've got to be in Dallas. We've got to show up as a team. We've got to listen. We've got to take every note we can. I'm personally going to go. I hope I'm physically able to set in every training. If not, I'm going to set in every single one I can. I'm going to take every single note I can, because I tell you what, when you get too old to learn, you're too old, and I don't think I'm that old yet. And, you know, again, thank each one of you tonight. You're very valuable to us. I want to thank each one of you for being on the team. We appreciate you. We love you. And let's do what we always do, folks. Let's keep putting God first and family second and Legal Shield third. And if we can be of any help to you, I don't know that we can, but I know one thing. We'll always be in there trying. We'll always be in there supporting you. Randy, Jeremy, myself, we'll always be doing that. I know you're going to have a great month. I think this will be the greatest month that we have had this year. I know when we get out of that training, we're going to double our business if we'll just listen and not preconceive anything, but just listen, let our minds be open and go out and make it happen. You know, Linda Bowden and I was talking. Mike said that about quality and not quantity. Linda and I have been talking about that a long time. I've been to some of the leaders on the call. I was just talking to Dave Hall the other day about it and some other people. Quality. We have to have quality. We have to have quantity. We have to have persistency. And I guess if we went further on that persistency, you could just see what 5% difference can make in your retirement. In a certain spot, it could double your retirement. So let's take those 6 points. I think that was 6 good points. Wilbur and I used to have, when we recruited people to the group business, we had a 25-point system that we set up, and we didn't even accept people those days unless they could meet us certain requirements, and then they had to go through a 5-day school, and they had to go out and sell 25 personal sales, because personal sales are very important. You need the training. You need to, if you're going to make a mistake, make it on one. Don't make it on the group. Again, thank you. God first, family second, Legal Shield third. God bless you, and we'll listen to you next Monday night.
God, everyone.